to think about the measures you were talking about versus the corporate website, you know, some of those things, those reputational dimensions, you would look to convey by your design and how, you know, the dressing rooms. But from a content point of view, what would you look for to actually back up some of those? Well, apart from mission and vision, because I agree.
I used the expression earlier, a story, and thinking through your list of questions yesterday, and thought, well, your question, give me an exemplar, tell me a website that's really impressed you, and I was struggling. I'm going to have to come up with one or two, but it's difficult. But there was one that I bought some crocuses from. And the guy had started the business in North Wales somewhere, and I found it through Google, and it was one of the their retail affiliates. And when he went onto the website, there was not him as a talking head, but to get into it, you had to go past his personal life story about how he'd done a PhD and what he'd then done, started the business part time. So then you went into the shopping area. As long as that was, as it was, fairly brief, also engaging, maybe it appealed to me because I'm an academic, I found that great.
And it was personal. It makes it personal.
Yes, yes. And it told me, here's the company, here's the MD, the CEO, the founder, probably only a two-man business anyway, but recognising that the CEO is literally personifies the company. And talking to me, chatting to me, that was great. And that worked for me. And as you can tell, I haven't forgotten that.
Well, I think, you know, one of the examples I highlight is in quite a tedious area of health and safety in terms of on the corporate social responsibility areas that companies talk about. And this one example is a page on the BG Group site, where it talks about the experience of this communications director who was on site when there were some fatalities and realised that the root cause of why the fatality happened, I'm not sure if it was one or more, was because the contractors who were working there, their first language wasn't English. Oof. And so the manuals of safety procedures and so on just didn't go in. So he personally led a campaign to get everything turned into pictures. And suddenly you read it and it's very personal. It's about his immediate seeing that there was something wrong and then going about fixing it and having results. And so that's one element which we talk to our clients a lot about, making it personal, making it count. Another example of a supplier on a website for Storenzo. A Chinese employee talking about how great it is to sort of be pushing the good employment practices to suppliers and the impact it makes on those other employees. So personal, I think, is very good.